In 1816, retired West Indian steamship steward William Brown bought a house on Thomas Street, where he hosted a variety of performances on Sunday afternoons specifically for African-American audiences. In 1821, Brown moved to a new house on the corner of Mercer and Bleecker and converted the second floor into a 300-seat theater, which he named the African Grove Theater. Founded 6 years before the state of New York abolished slavery, the African Grove was an important space for expression of Black talent and creativity in New York City. The theater moved various times, and the venues hosted diverse performances including ballets, musical medleys, comedies, Shakespearean performances, and even an original play written by Brown himself, the drama of King Shotaway. In 1823, the theater was shut down by police, partly due to the rowdiness of white crowds, though some sources claim financial instability was an additional reason for closure. There is no record of activity for the African Grove Theater after 1823.